I'm sorry I came by unannounced. The truth is I had no idea you were having a luncheon today.
Why would you? It was by invite only.
I came to apologize.
For sleeping with my husband and for blackmailing us. I'm just not quite sure which apology I should be aiming my forgiveness at.
I made a terrible mistake with Conrad. And if I could go back and undo it, I swear I would. You're my one true friend, Victoria. I miss you. I miss us.
Lydia, what a surprise to see you again. Twice in one day. I packed up some of your things and sent them to you.
You shouldn't have gone through the trouble. Please think about what I said.
Twice in one day.
Lydia came by this morning begging for her house back. Some mix-up in the divorce settlement.
Well, it's a fantastic piece of real estate. I forbid you to let go of it.
Right. No intention of it, but when I politely declined, she practically threatened me.
It's an empty threat, I can assure you.
I'm sure you're right. I guess I'm still on edge about what happened with Dr. Banks.
It's safe to say that we all are. It's hard to imagine that none of us saw a saboteur tampering with the DVD just before it played.
I was thinking the same thing this morning when I was packing Lydia's things. I came across this signed book by Dr. Banks with some quote about taking back control of her life.
I didn't know that Lydia was a patient of Dr. Banks.
Well, why would you? She was one of the only people whose sessions weren't exposed.